Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more
Moto
details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Holy shit, the year 2022 is almost over. Who would have ever thought I would make it this long? It's been one hell of a year. I can honestly say, I still don't believe any of the shit you people write or call into this show.
Hey!
But the pay is good, so we'll keep reading this crazy shit.
Hey.
Which is exactly what we have on today's show. More crazy shit.
No.
Listen, Brewski.
What?
It's my truth. Got it.
All right.
Now shut the hell up and pay the end of this jingle.
You're fired.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. And if you like the show, you want access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and get it all commercial free and get access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, then check us out on Apple Podcasts. Even try it for 3 days free. Just think over the holidays, the next couple of weeks, when you wanted to escape, hiding yourself in the bathroom in your grandparents' basement, staring at a picture on the wall for as long as you think it can take you away from the chaos that's going on around you. Oh, wait, that was just me. I have the picture. I have the picture in my bathroom now.
Not even kidding.
Listen to the podcast. We didn't have podcasts back then. Back in my day, you had a book or the Reader's Digest, which there were several of, and I remember reading quite a few of them on the toilet in my grandparents' basement as well, escaping everybody. And the thing is, my family was not bad. They were good people. I'm just not good with groups of people. It makes me anxious. Anyway, become an EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts, and try it for 3 days free on Apple Podcasts as well. We do greatly appreciate that support. It keeps us on the air. Yeah, the picture in my bathroom, the master bathroom, you know, the little bathroom stall thingy that's in there.
Yeah.
That picture that hangs, have you seen the picture that hangs in there? You don't usually go in there much, but.
Yes, I see the picture.
Okay. That is the picture that was hanging in my grandparents' basement bathroom through all of my childhood.
And now you have it in your bathroom.
And I always had such, at the time, I didn't know what it was, but it's essentially social anxiety. And I love my family. I'm not saying anything bad about my family. I'm really not. And it really wasn't much chaos. It was just, it was very cramped in that basement. It was a very low ceiling basement with, I think we probably had like 30, 40 people down in that thing. And it was just, it was too much. And I would go escape. I would just need like some place to kind of decompress. And I understand it all now. Back then, I didn't know what I was just like, oh, this feels good. This is fun. But I had a lot of fun memories of hanging out in there and just kind of chilling on a lot of holidays. And even when I was a kid, I loved going down to my grandparents' basement. They had cable. I did not. My parents never had cable. So we would go and visit grandma and grandpa. And can I go downstairs and watch TV? So I'd watch MTV and VH1. And then I'd use that bathroom down there. So a lot of summer memories of hanging out in their basement and kind of spending that time. I was completely alone and I enjoyed every minute of it. So when they died, they're like, you know what, is there anything you want from the house at all? I'm like, how about that picture in the basement bathroom? They're like, what? There's a picture of a boat looking out into the ocean. And I want that. It's probably falling apart and not in great shape, but I'd like that, please. Is there anything else? There was a candy jar that was on the counter that I used to get lemon drops out of. Can I have that? And they gave me that. And the weird thing about it, and I've talked about this on the show before.
It still smells like that house.
It smells like their house. It's so weird. And I have put lemon drops in it since. And I used it as a lemon drop jar for like the first year I had it, thinking nothing of it. Just like, oh, this is really cool. It's an old blue color glass ball jar. And I would put... they would put lemon drops in it, and it was always exciting. Go to their house. Can I have a lemon drop? It was the candy as you entered their house. And I just always, I thought, well, it'd be fun to have. So I got that, and I swear to God, it's a time capsule of smells, because you literally open that thing up. It does not smell like sugar. It does not smell like corn syrup, lemon seed, lemon goo or whatever is in that stuff. It smells like their freaking house.
Question.
Yeah.
Is that photo that's now in your bathroom the same reason why you spend so long on your toilet?
No, I'm just getting older.
Do you just sit there and stare at it?
It's my...
If you do, that's a little depressing.
I can't stare at it. It's behind me, so I can't really sit there and stare.
Well, do you have eyes on the back of your...
No, I think I spend a lot of time in there because it's my only like kind of little escape. And I end up reading I get a lot of my reading done in the bathroom, quite honestly.
Hey, and I like small spaces too.
And I think you're as bad as me sometimes, my dear, because you'll be in the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. Okay, I'll wait for you right here. And then like 5 minutes later, I have to shout, Harper, come on. Okay. And I think I interrupt your reading or playing a game or something.
I'm not playing a game. I'm just sitting there.
Just what? Just meditating?
Scrolling on TikTok.
Well, there you go. Yeah. See, so we do the same sort of thing.
Okay.
Glad we could have that revelation today.
But there's also another thing. Oh, because your bathroom is so small. Like, you huh? all...
Big bathroom.
No, like the area where your
toilet... Oh, the toilet is. Well, it's a stall. Yeah.
Well, yes. But, like, you almost have to, like, go sideways to enter it. But
no, you don't. It's a full-size door.
It's the bathroom's the size of the door, kids.
It's not. I've had tinier bathroom stalls than that.
It's still pretty small.
I think it's spacious and luxurious.
Okay. But my point is, I like to hang out in this like little cubby in the closet upstairs.
Yeah, you like your small space up there.
I put like a pillow stuff and like make like a tiny little makeshift bed in this cubby.
You've been doing that since we moved here.
What?
You've been doing that since... You haven't done that in a long time, though.
I still do it sometimes.
Yeah?
I enjoy it.
Is it when you're anxious?
No, it's just nice.
It's just fun?
It's just peaceful.
I did the same sort of stuff.
It's hot in that little corner. So
oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, I need like a fan down here. It is hot.
Which one are you talking about? The one in the closet or your closet?
The closet.
The other closet.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that one, it's a sealed off closet. But doesn't your closet have the, isn't there like air or something in there?
No.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Both closets are very hot.
Well, they are closets.
I love closets.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Even the dogs are in the background doing something here today.
They're biting each other.
This is technically the last regular episode of the year of 2022 for Real Ghost Stories Online. The next 2 weeks are the holidays. We're going to run a lot of best ofs and kind of take a little break, refresh, and come back next year with brand new episodes, whatever the first day of the year is, honestly. What are we looking at here? We'll probably start on the 5th. I'm sorry. I'm looking at December. We will start on the 2nd, quite honestly. So straight into the new year, we're going to be starting new episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online. And it's going to be really kind of interesting and new because Carol's going to be on here full time and assisting with a lot of the production and producing duties of the show. Harper's going to be doing a lot of the graphic work next year. And we're going to really try and up our presence on social media other than just, here's a show we made, kids, and whatever random stuff I take pictures of and send out there. So it'll be a lot of new, exciting things as we enter the new year here with Real Ghost Stories Online and Real Story Media, which is my company, which has this show and all the other shows that we do. Some exciting new stuff. 855-853-4802, our phone number. Let's go to a phone call. Hi.
Hey, my name is Ashley. I wrote in a story back in 2020, right after like the pandemic and everything. And I told you about how I used to live in Massachusetts when I was pretty young, probably when I was like 2 to 7, I lived out there, and I lived in an apartment complex. Well, it wasn't really a complex, I guess. It was a house that was split up into 4 apartments, and I had some weird experiences there, and it wasn't until I was 12 and my dad had told me some stories about when we had lived there. And it really reminded me of some of the things I experienced there and made things some like more clear for me. And the story being that he had seen a little girl standing at the step of the stairs that went to the attic in the master bedroom. And he thought it was me at first, but then he realized that I was asleep on the couch, and it really freaked him out. And he told me also that he had other weird experiences where sometimes he would hear somebody walking on our roof, and when he would go outside and look out up on the roof, there would be nobody there or nobody working and no work trucks or anything weird like that. And so, yeah, that happened. And then also he let me know that he, for some reason, every time he put his head down on his pillow, he would hear a lady crying downstairs. And at the time, we didn't have anybody living downstairs because we had just moved to the upstairs apartment. So we knew it was vacant because of that. So that was also strange, but it really validated some things for me, because when I was young, I remember a few experiences where, like, one night I was so young, so it's kind of hard to remember, but I remember it happening very clearly, because I mostly remember just yelling for my dad to come to my room and just being like, "Dad, Mom, come here." And I told them that I saw a man in my closet. And I do remember it, sort of, for it seemed more like a kind of like a shadow figure peeking in and out of my closet, just very sneakily. It really scared me. And the other time being, that might not mean anything, but to me, it always stuck with me for some reason. Or I don't know if I had like somebody kind of looking out for me or what. And it just seems like very silly, but one night I had this little cat toy that had a rattle in its head. So every time it moved, it sounded like it was purring. And I was playing with it while I was trying to fall asleep in bed. And I must have been like 5 years old, maybe six. And this is like, and then probably like the year 2000. Anyways, and I lived above a bar, which was also kind of like a disturbance every night, so it would wake me up a lot. But anyways, I had this cat toy, and I was playing with it one night, and I remember for some reason I was playing with it, and I don't really know why, but the head of my cat toy just started looking up. And when I looked up to see what it was looking at, and mind you, I was holding it and I made it look up. But for some reason, I looked up too, and I saw this huge spider on my ceiling. And I remember calling my dad for that too, and they got rid of it. But that's not even like the weirdest of the things that we went through. I also mentioned that I had brought this stuff up to my mom, and she didn't want to believe, or she didn't really want to talk about it, because it seemed to be in her mind like, if it's nothing you can really explain, it's probably evil. And she had thought that the people that had lived in our apartment before, when we were living in the downstairs apartment, had, they had partied a lot, and for some reason in her mind, she thought that they were doing satanic things, and I have no reason to believe that, but it's pretty interesting that maybe it's possible that that was the reason why, when we moved up into the upstairs apartment in that house, some things were going on. I'm not sure. But I also had another experience in that upstairs apartment in that house, where my parents had watched a movie, and I was in the living room, and that was before we knew that my eyesight was very bad, so I would sit really close to the TV, and I was watching movies with them, and I was sitting close to the TV, and I fell asleep, and they, for some reason, who knows why, they just decided to leave me there, and I felt I was just asleep in the dark when I had woken up, and my parents had went to sleep already, and I woke up, and I just remember seeing that blue light just hovering in my living room there, and while I was sleeping in front of the TV, and that was very strange. I just remember being really scared and being almost frozen, like I didn't want to move, so I didn't want it to know that I knew that I saw it. So I thought that if I didn't move, then it would just not know that I knew it was there, and it would leave me alone, I guess. And I must have, like, fallen back asleep. But anyways, that was just a kind of a recap of my story that I wrote in a couple years back now. And last year, I was on unemployment like a lot of people were. So I guess in a good way, I was able to go across states. I live in Oregon now, and my mom's side of the family lived in Reno, Nevada. So I got a call from my mom one night, and so she said that my uncle wasn't doing well, and he was in the hospital, and it sounded like he's going to pass soon because he is an alcoholic, and his liver and organs were starting to fail. And I was able to go drive to Reno with her from Oregon. And my cousin Nick, he was able to come with me and my mom. That was nice because he was able to learn more about our family that way. But because of COVID and everything, there wasn't much to do. So a lot of the time I was just stuck in this hotel room with just my family, my mom, and me, and then later, like a few days later, my uncle and my other cousin, she joined us, and we just had a lot of time to talk and reminisce a bit. And one night, it was just me and my mom and my cousin, and I was telling her about how I wrote into your podcast and how you told my story, and I actually let her listen to it, and she was like, oh my goodness, like, it's crazy, because apparently, you know, my story about how she's, like, or I saw a blue light hovering in our living room when I was really young. She said that the same thing happened to her when she was about the same age, like 5 years old. And she said that my grandma, she had 7 kids. And one time she went to the grocery store with all of her kids, but they didn't realize that my mom had fallen asleep under a bed. I don't know why, but my mom was sleeping under a bed, and my grandma went to the store, and they didn't realize that they had forgotten her. And my mom said that she was really scared, and when she was looking out from under the bed, she saw a blue light hovering as well, and she thought that was crazy that we both basically saw the same thing as about the same age. And that was the first time she had shared that with me. And she finally, because she was like super unwilling to share that in the past with things that we had experienced back when we lived in Massachusetts in that apartment when I was really young, and my dad was so willing to tell me about his experiences and my mom wasn't, I finally was able to have a conversation with her about the things we experienced, and she was able to acknowledge it and talk about it finally, and that gave me some closure that these things actually did happen, and I'm not crazy, and my dad's not crazy. You know, all three of us experienced things there, and I still think about it to this day. I really want to have some answers to why we experience what we experience there. It'd be really interesting. And no matter what kind of research I do, I can't figure out anything about the history of the house. But I don't know. I don't have very many connections for that, I guess. Unless I went to a records place in Massachusetts, maybe I could figure that out. But I live in Oregon, so. Anyways, it was just interesting to talk to her finally and have her open up. And I asked her, I was like, well, I know that, like, I had experiences there without me even really realizing that I was experiencing things because I was so young. And I said, did I ever have like a imaginary friend or anything weird like that? And she said, actually, yeah, you did have a imaginary friend that I thought was interesting. And I said, oh, yeah? Well, please explain. And she said that I called her Lala. And I was like, oh, why? Like, was that, why did I call her Lala? And she said that, well, she was apparently dancing and singing around, and when you were really little, you called her Lala because she was always singing. And for some reason, that really stuck with me. And I think about Lala. It sounds so silly, but I think about her sometimes, and I wonder, you know, if she's like a spirit that might be watching over me, or, you know, who knows. And anyways, I think about that place a lot, and I really want to know more about what happened there, especially since my dad gave me very descriptive information about what happened there with him, and knowing that my mom experienced things there too, and I had some experiences there that I couldn't really explain, but I was also too young to understand or know the difference of anything. And I just wanted to give you an update on my story, I guess. And I really appreciate what you're doing, and I love listening to you guys. I hope the best for you and your daughter, and I hope that you guys have a great rest of the year and good holidays. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for sharing your story with us. I guess it'd be really, what I'm picturing is, you know, when you're dead and then suddenly it's, oh, meet Lala.
You're Lala? I'm Lala. Oh my God, Lala.
And it's like you sit down. And then you start learning about Lala, and she tells you about her life and about yours, and you're like, oh my gosh, what was it like in the 20s or whatever? And just everybody's hanging out, and it's like...
And then Yay. You come to find out that she was a serial killer.
She just liked to dance. She danced off the sadness. After killing everyone, Lala just danced the sadness away.
Lala, Lala.
Lala, I feel like I have such a connection to you. I mean, tell me more about, like, what you did when you were younger.
Well, I used to stalk men. They thought they would get me. But I would lure them into my apartment and then slit their throats. And then I'd drink their blood.
La, 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 la.
Like, Lala, I don't think you're the Lala I wanted you to be. That would be a very traumatic moment, I think.
That'd be horrible.
You think Lala's just like just this nice lady who liked to dance and be happy? Nope, not at all.
He was a serial killer.
855-853-4802 is our phone number. Hi.
Yes, hi. So I'm new to the podcast. Big fan. Love it. So with my ghost stories, I have so many. It would take forever to even go through them all. I was born with a bilateral cleft lip and palate. I've had surgeries from when I was 3 days old all the way up till I was 16. I died a few times. I used to be tormented by, I used to call them shadow people. I've seen many demons. They tend not to play around with me anymore. When family members pass on, I have seen them. They have relayed messages which have shocked family members, things that I would never know of or things that would happen. They would relay messages to me. My sister and I were brought up in Tucson, Arizona. And we lived in a 100-year-old adobe house. Well, there was an older lady that had lived there prior, and she had passed away in that house. Also, they did find an Indian or not Indian, but Native American village, excuse me, blocks away, and they assume, they're guessing, that a lot of the houses in the neighborhood I lived in, there was a burial ground around there. Well, we had many things happen, not just to us, but to friends of ours. I am of Hispanic descent, or Mexican descent. I practice the culture and everything, and we did have to have a what we call a brujadio come in and bless our house. We would see, I saw the statue Mary my mother had put or in my room disintegrate before our eyes. I would be bruised and scratched consistently. I had a friend that was smacked around one night badly. She had huge male handprint on her face, and there was only four girls in the house at the time. My mother had seen things. Things still happen off and on at the house. My sister's living there, but we know how to deal with entities of that nature. I used to be able to tell people about their dead relatives, just random people I would meet. It was different. I wouldn't black out, but I would go to certain areas that they had gone with their deceased loved ones. And I would, one of our friend's fathers had died 6 months prior from when I saw him. And I recall the time they went hiking and what they were wearing and where they were. Scared him a lot. I've told things to people that I probably shouldn't know. When I was younger, when I was 16, we went to go see some mediums because my grandfather had passed away and I had seen him the night he had passed away. So we went, we saw some mediums, and they were able to take you out of your body, literally. And that's when I saw a corridor of doors and a burning sword. And when they brought you back into your body, you were supposed to be back in. Well, they had a problem. They had a trying time trying to bring me back into my body. And so I could see the heads of everybody around me. Couldn't feel my legs. I was halfway inside my body. And finally, they were able to do it. I have so many stories. It's insane. In Tucson, there's this restaurant called Delectables. I saw the man, he used to be a house. He hung himself in the rafters. I saw him, seen quite a bit of things. But that's one of, trying to bring all my stories into one bundle, one story. I'm a big fan of your podcast, and I hope you all are doing well, and thank you for letting me share my story. Bye.
Come on down to Delectables. Delectables has a delicious variety of smoked salmon, delicious certified Angus steak, and if you're really lucky, you can sit under the table where the man hung himself. That's right, every night we recreate that suicide, and we pour the sweet, juicy au jus sauce of the steaks over the fake body we have hanging over your table. We melt delicious salty butter mixed with seven herbs and spices. And we let it drip down the body to the toes, they're fake toes, of the man onto your delicious steak. Come see us today. You'll die for it.
There you go. Delectables.
Funny thing is, our last house was built right around in burial ground. And I remember us finding an arrowhead in our backyard.
It's two houses ago, honey, but yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dad, our last house.
We live.
The one with the playset.
That wasn't.
The last one with the playset.
Okay. That's not where we found an arrowhead.
Yes, it is. We found an arrowhead right there.
That was in Branson.
We found an arrowhead there, too. We did, Dad.
What happened to that arrowhead?
I put it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Yeah, you never told your mom about it?
Yeah, I put
it. Did you leave it there?
I did.
Oh, darn it.
I put it right up there right, on the playset.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the parents that live there now probably found it. It's like, what is this?
They're cursed. The house burned down shortly thereafter.
No. We're joking. It didn't burn down.
No. But
did it?
No, it didn't. I've driven by it since. It's not burned down.
Would have been interesting, though.
Yeah, it was an interesting house. I liked it. I mean, people didn't seem to last in that house very long. A lot of people, like, came and went and came and went and came and went.
Yeah, you're right.
I never had anything ghostly happen or anything like that there, but there was a lot of unhappiness in that house.
This negative energy.
It was. It really kind of was. And there was, like, I liked the house. I really was, like, no reason for it.
It was a beautiful house. It really was. Just, like.
There was something, I don't know.
Not right.
I don't know if it was the house or the neighborhood or what.
People.
Yeah. It was a weird time, too. It was right at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online and our last episode for 2022.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and any other holiday you want to insert here. I'm telling you to have a happy version of it. We'll see you next year. Become an extra podcast person through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories or ghostpodcast.com. New EPP episodes throughout the holidays. So if you want those, you'll get them there. Until next time and until 2023, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for your support. Happy New Year and thanks for listening.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's
social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.